Shalom Aleichem, Sweetest Friend, she should be a special schus for Talia Abigail and Saradenya, for Shlem Shachal Yisrael, Chavit Fega, Bas Mpad Spansi, Chana, Bas Chana Gidl, Bas Naomi Eliza, Shachal Yisrael, and we're going to be learning Mirtz Hashem, Ma'ori Naim. Continuing our series in the Mo'or Einayim, what a big schus to be learning this Sefer HaKadosh, a schus and an oineg. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha al ladcha, etc. Ve'escha l'goy gadol, v'avarecha, v'agadol shemecha, v'yibroch. Rashi explains, ve'escha l'goy gadol, zeh shomrim elokei Avram, v'avarecha zeh shomrim elokei Yitzchok, v'agadol shemecha zeh shomrim elokei Yaakov, yachi yuchos mi mekulan. Hashem says to Avram, go, etc., and I'll make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you'll be a blessing. Rashi says, that's what it means, okay, Avram. Avarechacha, I will bless you, that's Elokei Yitzchak, Vagad Vashmecha, make your name great, that's Elokei Yaakov. I might think you should make a chasima, end off the bracha with all of them. Amalomer ve'e bracha b'chachos, but no, we only end off the bracha with your name. Rashi, lechacha olav mispar mea, kan ramaz la'amakom, sh'al yedei ha'alicha, yizke leben sh'od la'mea shanim, so lech lecha, says in the Medrash, is Begematria Meya. Leich is 50, twice is 100. So here the Kaddish Baruch Hu was Meir Amez, that through the Halicha he'll be Zeche to a Ben, that's going to be born after 100 years. Rashi, V'kan Iyata Zeche Lebanim. But here, you're not going to be Zeche Lebanim, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael to be Zeche Lebanim, but not here in Chutz La'aretz, you're not going to be Zeche Lebanim. Shamez Chalagai Gadol. Lahavin Ha'inyin. So what's the singing of B'cha Chosmin? And what's the B'surah T'Avraham Avinu Shloyachtim B'kulam? L'hov in Einyin, Ma'zeh B'surah Shebisra Hashem Yisbarach Shloy Chosmin B'kulam? What's this B'surah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevaser Avraham Avinu? That we're not going to end off the bracha with all their names, just with his name. Ola Kodim L'chein, B'surah Yisachet T'Lekusi Yisbarach Bo B'zaroi. And we came B'vaday, Gam Yimayu Chosmin B'kulam, Ayin Echshav Lo Gam Kein L'B'surah, Me'ach Hashem Zaroi. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave him the tidings that Hashem's name will relate to him and his seed. Be'ezcha l'goy gadol, zeh shomrim elokei Avram. So machpat lo, what does he care if we're chosen with Yitzchak and Yaakov also? Baruchat Hashem, magin Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Why does it have to be dafka Avram? V'nakdim ha'shadosh rabbi sayin ra'ala pasik b'reishis bar elokim. First we have to say what the rabbis expanded on the pasuk brachos b'alukim uksiv b'yomer says Hashem Elokim shebitchil ala b'machshav alivra ala b'midas hadin ra shein ala miskayim hikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas hadin v'shitvu l'midas harachamim l'chor yipalei. So we have this brachos b'alukim b'yomer says Hashem Elokim, because Elokim is midas hadin, so it starts midas hadin, and then it says Hashem Elokim, Hashem Hashem Havai is rachamim, and then after the rachamim comes Elokim comes din. So which one is it? Is it din, or is it rachamim, or is it din rachamim? So the answer is, originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world means hadin. So that it doesn't work, the world isn't going to exist. If the world is strict judgment, so he's mishatef midas hadin. How's it shaykh to say God changes his mind? At first he thought to create the world in one way, and then he changed his mind. What's mind is that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind. Doesn't he look at the end from the beginning? And what does it mean that originally he thought to create the world Midas Hadin, and then when he looked at the Seif Dover, he saw it's not going to be Miskai Midas Hadin. He wanted to be buried Midas Hadin, and then he had a look. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to do that. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows right away. He doesn't have to think one way and then look and then see it's not like that. וגם להבין את מה שכסוף בזוהר הקודש על הפסק ילטול שמיים בארץ ביברום. עתיק בביברום אלא באברום. In other words, בריאס אוילם was במידס אברום שזוהר הקודש ביברום זו יסס באברום. שמידס החסד, כי עדי חז די הגודל היה בריאס אוילם אויס. This is the mid of chesed, because through the Hashem's great chesed was the creation of the world. It's our chlovin, we have to understand. Lama lo nechtav ken beferush betoiro oisiyos kiseidur beavrom, lama nefach atzeruv shenechtav yibaram. If that's what it was, if the world was created through chesed, if that's what the Torah wants to tell us, so just say it straight out. Say, El tov l'shmayim baretz beavrom. Say what you mean what you say. So why does it have to say one thing and mean something else? Why was the Tzura Nefach to Bihibaram? Ach, the night they say the Bria Salamas are they Tzimtzumim. It's known that they say the Bria Salamas is through Tzimtzumim. Vayinyin Shinevralam are they Tzimtzumim. Ki Haboy Rei Baruch Hu Shalim B'chol Amides. The world was created when God contracted himself. Because it's known that the Bria Baruch Hu is complete. Shein Chaser Lo Shum Dabar. He lacks nothing. Shinev Chaser Shalom. That one would say that because this thing was lacking, Hashem Baruch Hu had to create the world. Like a person who's lacking something, as long as he doesn't have it, he's called lacking. Nobody with seichel is going to think azoi. The raya that you can't say about Hashem. That is a chisaron in the bria. By a person, he's lacking something. If he doesn't have it, he's called chaser, and he's not shalom. Because Baruch, you can't say that. Shatz is Baruch Hayahovi v'yeshavim. By Hashem, past, present, and future are equal. Yom kein, mashu b'yiyeh, hayagam kein, v'haya. Whatever will be in the future is also in the past. Shukoyd and bria shalom is for the creation of the world. Shehayanik v'shalom v'chol ha-shalemus. But already then, he was called shalom with all types of shalemus. Lo utra chas shalom mitar atzim al b'yas ha'ilam. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't be in a matzav where later on, now he's chaser and later on he won't be chaser. Because by Hashem there's no later on. By Hashem past, present, and future all converge. So there's no matzav that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't chaser, was chaser, and now he's not chaser. So you can't say Hashem lacks anything. So Hashem Yitzhar Atzmo didn't have to create the world. Achmeach Hashu Chazdin Gadol V'rav Chesed V'toy. It's in Shekadosh Baruch Hu does so much Chesed. Moshem Arkal Tzotov Hashem lack all Hashem is good to everything. U'mitev Atov Lehetiv. And it's the nature of the good to do good. Tev Atov Shinei Rak Atov V'atzmoy El Shumeitim Acherim. That it's the nature of the good to do good. Not only is He himself good, but he does good to others. And that's what Hashem wanted B'Briya Sa'ilam to be made to B'lan Evroim. She'akir kolach malchus yuzang v'ziv k'voida. They should recognize the power of his malchus and have oneg from the splendor of his glory. V'l'kavan z'ubar al ha'olam ha'is. And with this kavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that the world should have hana from Hashem, which misanig al Hashem. Adon olam v'kamash kasav adon olam Hashem alach v'terim kol yitzir nivro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master of the world that ruled before anything was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already king with complete shleimus and potential. Before Bria Sa'ilam. But that Hashem created the world. He's called Melech Al Yedei Nevraim. That the creations recognize the power of God's kingship and the splendor of His glory and have pleasure from serving Him and receive reward in this world and the next world. In other words, Adon Olam Hashem Melech B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivram. Kadosh Baruch Hu was already king before creation. B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivram. But when he created everything, then he's called king. That's the only difference. Now we call him king, we're misanig al Hashem. But he was always king. Nothing ever changed by Hashem. So the whole idea of Bria was chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do chesed. We should recognize him, connect him, and get pleasure from him. The whole world is created through the mitzvah of chesed. Even though the Iker Bria was mitzvah of chesed, nevertheless, there had to be contractions, tzimtzumim, of Hashem's light. Shachesed shel Baruch Hu gadol me'od. Hashem's chesed is very great. Or tzach u'metzuch tzach. It was very clear light. That the creations couldn't take it. Like the light of the sun, it's impossible to look directly at the light of the sun. What you need is masach tzimtzum ve'or. You need to contract. You need to have a cover. You need to put on your sunglasses. You need to have a tzimtzum of the light. So imagine you look directly into the sun. You can't look directly at the sun. And the sun is so far away. Imagine you try to look directly at God's light a trillion, gazillion times over. You can't look, it would be too much. It would be batal b'metzias. But the mitzvah of chesed had to be contracted. With the mitzvah of gvura of power, which is the mitzvah of strict judgment of contraction. Gvura measures the mitzvah of chesed with a contraction that the nevraim can be mekabel. Or all this before the revelation, the appearance of the light of Hashem's Shefa Chesed, there had to be a tzimtzum. So before there was this Shefa Chesed, there had to be a tzimtzum, in order that afterwards, when the Chesed of light of Chesed appears, it's going to be limited, in order that people will be able to receive the Chesed. The world should be a world of chesed, as it says, "Alum chesed yibane." Vim ken zeh tzimtzum v'adin, nechagam ken mitzachet, nechach shugam ken l'tavas hanavroim. So this echlu kabbalah chesed. This tzimtzum is good because it allows us to be makabel Hashem's great light. We want to be makabel Hashem's great light, but it can only be done through gvura, through din. So therefore, the din is positive. So God's full name is Hashem Elohim. Now it's Hashem Elohim, Hashem is Havaya Elohim. And when only one of these names is shining, Havaya Elohim, meaning Chesed or Din, it's a lack of our Chesed. We're not receiving the full Chesed. Full Chesed is the Chesed and the Din together. And then we can have the Shleimus of Hashem's Chesed that we can receive. Only Chesed is too much, only Gvur is not in Chesed. We need them both together. We need them enmeshed. Originally, God wanted to create the world with din. The goal of the world is chesed. So what does it mean God wanted to create the world with din? And the answer is, Rosh Hashanah is kain perush. The world would have only been created with chesed. And the world wouldn't be able to exist because of Hashem's great chesed. So originally God wanted to create the world with chesed. When it says Hashem wanted to create the world with din, what's Allah saying? Hashem wanted to create the world with din. But wasn't the original Kavana Chesed? And the answer is, Enachinami. Hashem saw the world can't exist on only Chesed. So therefore, because it's too much for us, only Chesed. Therefore, he's makdim the midah rachamim. Therefore, Rosh and Elohim Miskayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world can't exist in Chesed alone. So he's Mishadev, the Rachamim to the Din. In other words, he put the two together. Hikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ridus HaRachamim Shifin Midus HaDin. First came Rachamim, and he brought that together with Midus HaDin. Because even when he wanted to create the world with Rachamim, with Din, that Din is Rachamim. Mark Shishitfo, the Midus HaDin. Shabbat Zos Lekoch Haris HaChazim Yizgalo and Evraim. But he put together with the Midus HaDin. Without that, there'd be no light of Chesed. That's Mizgalat in the Nevraim. Yom Kein Asim Midas Adin VaChesed Mishutav and Kol Sechot Shul Kalosh Shul Tzumar Yichud Echod. So therefore, Midas Adin and Rachamim are coming together. It's that it says Betchila Ratzav Rol Midas Adin, and he saw the world Damas Kamis Makim Mitzvah Rachamim. Doesn't mean Chas Shon that Hashem changes his mind, but it's showing the Seder Shtal Shul Sabria. Betchila Barasayim Bezeh, Barasayim Barfin Zeh. Shadin Makdim is a Chesed. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that Din comes before Chesed. Because the Ikar Matris Abriya is for his Galus a Chesed. For Elam Chesed Yibane. But in order that the Chesed should be Miskayim, he had to be Makdim the Din. That's what it means. B'tchila, Mechshabu Levarasa Bin Sadin. Tchila Sabriya was Taka Yidei Din. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is Skayim. He saw the world can't exist. Mitzah Chesed Levad. And therefore he's Makdim. Mitzah Rachamim. What does it mean Makdim? The Kadim of Midas HaDin was Mitoch Rachamim. And then it was Mishadiv the Rachamim to the Din. So B'tchila Avon Hashem L'Avosim Midas HaDin. You're going to say, what do you mean? B'tchila Avon Hashem L'Avosim Midas HaDin. He wanted to create the world with Midas HaChesed. So what's Pshat B'tchila Avon Hashem Midas HaDin? The answer is Rosh HaNolam Eskayim. He saw that the world doesn't exist on Chesed alone. And therefore he's Makdim Midas HaRachamim. What does it mean? Hikdim Midas HaRachamim. The Etzem Kadim of Midas HaDin was Rachamim. That's what it means, Hikdim Midas HaRachamim. The fact that Din came first, that's Midas HaRachamim. And Hashem was Mishadiv that to the Midas HaDin. So really the ultimate goal is Chesed. The only thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring Din along in order that we should be Mekabel Chesed. That's the Seder Ishtalshalos. Originally it was Levros of Midas HaDin. The world was Taka B'Din. And why is that? Because Hashem saw that we can't just receive Chesed. So he had to give us Din. And that's the Kabbalistic secret of the straight light and the returning light. He was the Chesed Levad or Ayoshim. The Midas HaChesed alone. That's the straight light. Without anything limiting it. People can't be receiving this light. And the mid of Gvul is the light that comes back. And this Gvul is called or Choizel. Does that mean? That it returns the light and it limits it, contracts it. In order that it shouldn't appear so much, because then we wouldn't be able to receive it, it'd be too much for us. But both the Orachos and Orayashir are both called Orachos. Even though Orachos is Midas HaDin VaGvul, nevertheless, it's still defined as light. Why? Because it's one Achtus with Chesed. The Din is one actus with Chesed, because the Din is serving the Chesed. And that's good for the benefit of the creations, because through the tzimtzum we can be makabel Hashem chesed. Was it Tov and Gam Kain Mashalon Nitzke B'Torah Lehed Yabi Avraham Kwa Shigidakim L'mayla Ki Maya Nich Tov B'Avraham B'Torah Lehed Yabi Yoshev Rosis B'Avraham Hoya Moire Ki Ayidei Ora Yoshev Nivu Tov L'Shemayim B'Oretz. So the Ora Yoshev and Ora Chosev come together because we need the light, we need the Tzimtzum together with the light. And now we understand why it says B'Avraham. If it would have said and Abi Baram and not B'Avraham, because if it would have said B'Avraham, then that would have meant that the light is created, the world is created with the Ora Yashar of Tov Shemayim Varetz. Eil Tov Shemayim Varetz with the Ora Yashar. V'zein Okomer, that's not so. Shesuch Liyosar Choyzer. There has to be this limiting light. And therefore, the words of Avram are written, mixed up, Bihi Baram, Hamer Al Ora Choyzer, that the Bria was through the Ora Choyzer, Shishimish Kli, Lora Yashar. So this Or Choyzer is a Klul Or Yashar. It wasn't Avram. It wasn't direct Avram. It was Bihi Baram. It was like a limiting of the Avram. The Or Choyzer together with the Or Yashar. V'hinei Kimo Shehu B'tavis HaBorah Baruch Hu B'chla HaKlalis Shibriya Salam Shur Shabri Yasmi Kodim Tzitzu Mitzadik Vore Batin L'tam HaNiskar Kachu Tam V'hoi V'hoi Sevil V'chol Adam Ki Koidim Shchavitz Hashem Yisbaruch Lefi Alein Alein U'alav V'ches V'has V'ogad Alei Tivloi. Just like that, but it had to be first for the reason that we said that the din is mishamish the chesed. So it is always, every person, Kadosh Baruch Hu first wants to give him his great chesed, but there has to be a tzimtzum, and that's also good for the person. So then afterwards he can be makabel tevis of chesed. Because without the din and the tzimtzum that comes first, he wouldn't be able to be makabel the clear light of chesed that comes afterwards. It would be too much, as it was in the Bria Salama, so it's like that with the individual as well, Baal Kain. And therefore, since din is part of the Iskalas HaChesed, the rabbis say, Chai, Banu Baruch HaRek, Shish Baruch HaTovo. You have to bless for the good just like you bless for the bad. And you have to bless for the bad just like you bless for the good. That's really what it says. You have to bless for the bad just like you bless for the good. And the Gemara says, V'imakabu b'simcha. Chachal Baruch Baruch HaSarwa b'simcha. You have to bless even on bad tidings b'simcha. Ki be'emes ha'kol u'toyba. It's all good. Even that bad is considered good. Because that runs. Because he's contracting the light of chesed that God wants to give him afterwards. And he's limiting it to a point that afterwards he can receive it. The more the toiva, the more the tzimtzum. So the more a person suffering, the more din, the more Hashem wants to give him good afterwards. And because when the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings such a big tzimtzum, it's to bring afterwards such a big chesed. And therefore, if a person realizes this and believes in this, then he's going to bless Hashem b'simcha. And when he believes this, and he sees the ra and the good, the good and the ra. His machlili includes gvuros with chesed ve'avein. When I say yichud avoya loikim shem olay, and that's why he makes the yichud of the two good names of God. Gvura goes with chesed, avoya chesed goes with aloikim, goes with din. Umi shishlo das maskel drachov. When a person has das and he realizes he's an understanding person, he's a self-aware, self-conscious person, and he has a tkuf of ra. Yim tzatav yishev alo yachakim is going to find the good afterward. V'imei no moitzin v'yad to find v'ad yadinim and l'chaper avinayis and the dinim were l'chaper avinayis and to bring it to chayil olam. Have a gemar was saying yisur makam avinayis lo shalodam. Yisurim cleanse a person of his sins. V'ayin l'chata v'gedal mizun. Definitely there's no better greater good than this. That yisurim bring a person to chayil olam habo. Yov v'shach v'shkosh v'ruch v'olam hazuk v'chayil olam habo. Greater is one moment of pleasure in this world and all in the next world and all of this world. So either he's going to see the toiva b'nir v'nikla, or it's to be mechaper on his avoinus and bring him to Olam Haba and call Tanuka with all the pleasures. Gam kein el chatoi gdol, so there's no greater toiv than this. ממש הידיע דינם הם נזכר רבה כך ולבבו לשם מתברך בגלל סתו דיס דינם הם כן כלל סתה השם ומסיור יויסים ממנו כנוידע and he has more fear from Hashem as is well known ברוך הרמיין הברושה לא מנסק את ברוך אבל זה זכר הרמיין הברושה שריאליז דיס That the Ra is good, it brings one to a place of Yirah. And not only to bring one to a place of Yirah, it brings a much greater good afterwards. And that's why I find the Ma'asev Chayni, that the world needed rain, that he made a circle and he stood in the circle. And he said, Your sons looked towards me, because I am a ben bais by you. And therefore you should have mercy on your children. It was a powerful rainstorm. It's not what I asked for. I asked for Gishmi Ratzon Bracha Nedavo. So then it started raining nicely, softly. So why didn't Hashem bring it softly in the first place? Which Bracha wanted to do the Ratzon of the Tzaddik. So why didn't he just make it pleasant in the first place? Because of what we said. Explanation is like we said, that before any good comes to the world, you need a tzimtzum that comes from tzemi tzadak vura in order that afterwards we can move kabbalah the good. And through this, there's one yichud of chesed and gvura for one purpose, only good. So it has to start with midas adin, and once it starts with midas adin, and afterwards the chesed is going to come. That's the seder abriyom. Min Avram, avinu ala b'shalom ala b'dasa kadosh baruch hu mi'avum. Avram served Hashem out of love, from Hashem rakasu Avram o'avi, like the pasuk says Avram, the one who loves me, v'achas midas ha'chesed levad. And he only held on to the midas chesed, v'ar l'bnei dor le'avis Hashem yisbarach. And he taught the people of his generation to love God. And then afterward, Yitzchak was born. And Yitzchak is a midah of Gvura. This is Pachad Yitzchak. So now we have Chesed and Gvura in the world. But they're separate. God wanted that Chesed and Gvura should be together. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that Avram should do the Akedah on Yitzchak, because the Shasach is Yitzchak in the soul of Avram Yitzchak Zorius. So the time of Kedah Yitzchak, Avram Avinu had this arousal of Yitzchak Zorius. The Ozah Sobhan would say to the Mokam Baruch Hu, to be cruel to his son, because he loves God. By this, Nichla Chesed Midas Avram. And through this Chesed Midas Avram is Nichla, Bekvur Midas Yitzchak, and Bekvur the Mid of Yitzchak, Valkenik, Akedah. What is Akedah? Lashon Kishur. Kesher, connection, binding, we call it in English. There was a connection, connecting, a binding. Of chesed with gvur, and asi yichadach, and they became one. And then after chesed and gvur, after this binding of chesed and gvur, comes yankiv, midah rachmanus. Kol, of gvur, chesed, and kol, shu midah rachmanus. Come on the mouth, shagam gvur, bah, mitzah rachmanus, samsim, midah chesed. Comes Yaakov, which is Rachmanus. Midas Rachamim is combined of Gvura and Chesed. That's Midas Rachmanus, like we said. Shem Gvura is by Mitzad Rachmanus and Samson Midas. So because even the Gvuras are coming Mitzad Rachmanus, we meet Samson Midas Chesed. In other words, everything we explained until now about Chesed and Gvura is not just like a shitfus between two Midas, but rather it's a creation of a new Midah, the Midas Rachmanus. Midas Rachmanus is the Shiluv, the yichud, the meshing of the combining of two midas, of chesed and gvura, and that's the greatest rachamim. Famous rugged shouter, right? Talks about harkava shchiniyis and harkava mizgis. Sometimes you have two things that are just together, they're neighbors, and then you have a harkava mizgis. That they're not just two things that are next to each other, but they become one. They become a new mitzvah, a new reality. So you have two items, two things that that combine, but they, each one still retains their own identity. And then you have Vayter deeper, that they become one new entity. And that's what happens. Hashem creates the world with Chesed and Gvura. That's the new entity of Rachamim. That's the Midah Rachmanos. Bim Kain, Bo Avos Kaseide, Kwan Shabri Asoilam, So Avos Kain Kaseide Bri Asoilam. What was Kaseide Bri Asoilam? Shal Yedei, Achesed Agal Trost Hashem Zbrach Hagaz Bo Ilam, Through the Chesed Agal Trost Hashem Zbrach Hagaz Bo Ilam, in the world. Vin Asoilam, Chesed Agal Trost Hashem Zbrach Hagaz Bo, and there was an arousal of this great Chesed to create the world. Achal Yedei, Shirosh Hashem Olam Iskayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said the world can't exist. Olam Hashem Olam Yisadin, Vesudin Zorachamim. He wanted Chesed, but he couldn't. Therefore, what did he do? He said, I'll create the world with Din. And then, I'll be Mishadim in Sarachamim. Shadei Shneem, Baruch Manas Boilam Bavein. With the two of them, Baruch Manas comes to the world. You should understand that. V'yal kein, v'skal, v'smidos v'adei ovois. V'yagam kein v'seidu azem mamish, v'seidu mamish. When I was Baruch, we revealed his midos through the ovois. It was through this Seder. Shemtchila, there was Ori Yosher, Bechinas Avram, that straight light, that great chesed. Vachachor Choyzer, Midas Yitzchok. And then afterwards, there was this returning light of the Midas Yitzchok. And through that, that's the limiting light. And then through that, because who's Rachmanos V'Yakov? Gan Gvuros, Rachmanos, Gan Gvuros, Rachmanos. Kamal Mal, as we said, Zeon, that Pshat, the Psukim here, I don't know Pshat, but that's the Pnimis of the Psukim. Ve'omer Shem Elram Lachom E'artzicho, Shehoi Mezloi, Shal Yedei Alichot Zu, Yivolei Ben Lamei Hashanim. Hashem says to Avram, like we saw earlier, Lech Lechai Gematria 100. Go from your land. Ve'hu, Midas HaGvura, She'is Pashit Bo'ilam, that's Midas HaGvura, that's going to spread to the world. She's passing the Gusis Baruch HaYadim, and she's going to be Zagvura. That the locus of Hashem is going to be revealed through Yitzchak, and it's Zagvura. Hashem HaKos V'Eschol L'Gogol, and Baruch HaZel Hashem HaLukai Yitzchak. She dispars him in the Gusis Baruch, Al Yadei Midas Yitzchak. That God's locus is going to be dispersing through Yitzchak. V'Eschol L'Gogol, Elok Avram. V'Avarecha, Elokai Yitzchak. Agadlo Shemechom, Elokei Yaakov, and then Vayter, we need Yaakov, we need this Mizug, this meshing of Din and Rachamim, Din and Chesed together making Rachamim. Yoch Yuchais Milkulon, I might think that we're going to end with all of them. In other words, Chasima is Tachlis Tzav Advarim, and that each one's going to be a Tachlis, Shalei Klaus Echad Yichud Echad, Shinu Fradim Chas Shalom, Shalom. So I might think that they're not going to be one, they're going to be separate. Chesed is going to be alone, and Vur is going to be alone without any Chesed. No, they're not each attackless. That the Sof and Sima, Kronos Kavurus, is only to get the Chesed. The only reason Yitzhak is thrown in there is for Chesed. The only reason is Yaakov, it's Chesed. It's all to bring us to Avram. Because even the Kavurus are the Tovis Olam. Back, she'en l'tzamtzim l'agvil l'chesed. Their job is to be l'tzamtzim l'chesed. Bim kein, yikur chasim l'sof ha'kavonos ka'ikach. So the ceiling, the end, the ultimate purpose, the tachlis, is l'skal l'b'chesed, to be included in chesed. She'etuel esed tzimtzim shemitzal ha'gvus u'lohi l'arachmanos. That the benefit of the contraction of the gvurois is to bring rachmanos. That the people should be able to recover this tremendous light of Chesed Hashem. And the Chesed of Hashem is Me'oilam v'ad oilam al yireyav. The chesed of Hashem is always on those who fear Him. In other words, as the Saba Kaddish of Tolna Rabbi Yechanan of Tolna explained that the Yireim do be Yerosam, Simsum v'shiru midah in order to be Mekabel l'chesed. L'chesed Hashem e'olam ad'olam al Yireyav. You have Yira, and that is a kli for the chesed. Amen Sela, v'ken Yerotzayim. So now we understood in this maimer, v'tchil ala rachshav v'liv ramid sadin. Why? Why the world's for chesed? Rosh and Olam Miskayim. The reason is because he saw that the world can't be Miskayim. So therefore, Hikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas HaRachamim Shitvu L'Midas HaDin. The very Hakdam of Midas HaDin was Midas HaRachamim. That we can be Mekabel Hashem's rachamim and Hashem's chesed. And that's also the Seder Avos. We start with Avram. It's all about chesed. And then we get to Yitzchak, which is din, but you shouldn't think that each one works alone. We need Yaakov, we need them to work together. That's the way the world is. But b'chah chaysmin, because ultimately the goal is the chesed. That's the story of Choni. At first the rain had to start pouring down hard. Cats and dogs. A rainstorm. A hurricane. Because it has to start with Din and then it comes to Chesed. And that's why we bless Hashem for the bad just like the good. Because we know this is bringing us to a much greater place of Chesed. Amazing. Alright. Mitzvah Hashem. We'll continue this series. B'nai Neder. So much more to learn. Mamish. Malakakimet, that's both they say in Spanish. Licking our fingers. Not literally. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.